My name's Michelle Owu, and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project. The date today is the 3rd of August 2009. The time is 12:31 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age, and where you come from, please?
My name is Alex Kovas. Of course, many agencies, but this is something that I do myself.
How old are you?
32 years old.
Mm, where'd you come from?
Originally from Russia.
So when did you move to the UK?
Around 7 years ago. And then 5 years ago I started modeling, and it's led to some body painting jobs that I'm showcasing today.
I'll ask you about that in a second, but just going back to living in Russia, what prompted you to move to the UK? Any particular reason?
Because at the time I didn't have much to do there, and I just wanted to explore other countries, and also I had friends living here, and so I went here for a little while, and I liked it, and I learned the language, and decided to stay for a while.
Had you done any modelling in Russia?
No, I just started modelling maybe the last 3 or 4 years, 4 or 5 years, I would say.
What kind of other modelling work have you done?
It's mostly fitness modelling and photographic. Fitness and photographic.
Can you describe what you're wearing? Can you describe how you look at the moment?
I made up as a leopard, a clouded leopard. It's from our series with my body painter, Jules. Our act called Humanimal, and we depict different animals using the prosthetics and body paint, and doing this really, really exquisite design. So it's it's not like a quickie. It takes a long time and determination to do this.
How long did it take you today to have the makeup applied and the prosthetics?
Today's makeup took us a good 7 hours.
When did you first have full body makeup as an animal?
As an animal, yeah, I started with Kirsten. It was, I think it was last year, April or May.
And how does it feel when you're in that full makeup?
Well, it feels very good, yeah, especially when it looks good, and it always does. It just, you have to be patient, because the hours you have to endure doing this is really long, and you have to be patient and patient, yeah.
Can you remember how you first heard about the One Another project?
Yes, Jules, actually, she worked already with some artists who was performing on here. She body painted a girl called Kathy, I think. Mm. Yes, so she suggested me to apply as well, and also I've heard about this project before. I wasn't following this, but I just heard on the news, I suppose, or newspapers.
Mm. And what will you do when you're on the plinth for the hour?
I don't know. I won't be able to do much, but I'll try maybe to move like an animal or something.
Can you tell me a bit more about the type of work that you've done recently?
As I said, it's mostly modeling work, fitness, photographics, and also was featured as an actor in a rock and roller film by Guy Ritchie. I played a Russian tough guy.
And what did you have to do in that?
Mostly chasing and swearing in Russian, nothing much.
Was that enjoyable? How was that?
They kept me more than 2 weeks on the set, and it was a good experience, and the only one so far I did acting.
Is life very different for you now from when you lived in Russia? I know you said you weren't modelling until you came to this country. What were you doing in Russia?
I was just doing nothing in particular. I was changing my mind all the time. I couldn't make my makeup was what I really want, and I was in university, it was one term and no finished it, and just did all jobs and had my business also, but it didn't go well, so I had to do something else.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
I would say, generally, I'm a shy person and introvert, probably. With jobs like this, like today, with body paint, it's actually much easier to be extrovert than introvert.
Do you have any concerns or reservations about taking part in this project today?
No, I don't think I will have any. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'll tell you after this if I fall off or something, maybe.
What impact do you think you being on the plinth will have?
I think it will be quite visual and probably something different for people who were following this project, because as I said, this one is, well, different.
Which other animals have you dressed as? Have you been made up as?
We started doing a series with big cats and done almost all of them, and then we did dogs, and we did oryx, zebras, and we'll try some other in the future as well.
Do you have one which has been your favourite, which you really particularly liked?
I think I like, we did cheetah, which was one of the first designs, and also we did Dalmatian and zebra, which were very spectacular as well.
How are they inserted?
They just threaded through the prosthetics and secured with liquid latex on the inside.
And what about are they contact lenses?
Yes. Yeah.
Where did you find them?
Well, this is you can get them on the internet. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
Okay.